They call him Big Joe from Slater Mole. He is a 7-foot man, muscle and meat. One of the leading scorers in Razorback history, Big Joe led the Hogs to an amazing 75% winning percentage, including a historic win against number one Michael Jordan and North Carolina. He captured Olympic gold, then added an NBA world title with MJ and the Chicago Bulls. Big Joe actually played with as many NBA teams as Tom Brady won Super Bowls. But who's counting? He loves Westerns and worships Barry Manilow. Now representing Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, Joe Culline.
Good morning, Joe.
How you guys doing, man?
Joe, let me tell you, Joe's got to bring the juice in.
Yeah, Joe, come on. Let me tell you, 7 o'clock.
We got 50 people here at this unbelievable man cave. It's going to be tough to hear you if you don't bring the juice. First of all, they would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
This is Joe Culline. This is Kimberly and Sandy Hutchmuth. This is Joe Culline, All-American. Yep. Gold medalist. He owns Corky's, and he's giving you all a $100 gift certificate.
Yes, thank you so much, Joe.
I've got a picture of her.
Well, Kimberly, let me be perfectly clear. I'm glad you're coming to Corky's, but I had no idea that they were giving away my $100 gift card.
Exactly right.
I think they pulled through drive through and just say, hey, we need $1,000 gift cards, and then they pull away. So I'm glad it's going to you, but hell, I had no idea. But you know what? You're welcome.
That's so good.
Thank you, Lieutenant. What's his name?
Weinberg.
Yeah.
And Joe yesterday, Ann Carter, who been at Catholic for 20 years, spoke very highly of you, and she did a great job. Mark Carter, it was great yesterday.
Very surprised.
A different ballpark today, Joe. We love the Razorback theme, really intimate room that Mark Carter had yesterday. But this thing is off the chart. Two pool tables, giant bar that basically Sandy built out of a 1963?
Impala.
All by hand, Joe. Pool tables, two pool tables, pinball machines, front end and back ends of cars that are now made into benches. Yeah. It's so far over the top, but this is. And you said you were very honored too, right, Sandy? Too, because when you put this much time and effort into it. So I have a funny feeling, Raj, next year, and Joe, next year this thing's really going to ramp up in terms of people wanting to get in their favorite man caves.
The pool will be open.
Will be open.
That
by then.
Pool is worthy, Joe. This pool back there is worthy of being a tank in a Hollywood studio to film any swimming ocean movie.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you what, let's do this.
I saw pictures of it.
So right now, Roger, why don't we're talking with Joe. Okay. Somebody just said thank you for the pan, Roger. That was cool to look around.
Why
don't you do that one more time here during the visit with Joe, give everybody a feel. Joe, last night I turned the game off at halftime. I said, they're down 27. I'm going to go watch something else. And I thought maybe I'm just going to check back in about 10:30 and see what's happening. And they were still down by 15 with 7 minutes to go. I said, probably the game is over. And they keep chipping away. Spurs keep making mistakes, missing shots. And lo and behold, the greatest comeback in NBA history. And the debate last, was it a comeback or a collapse? Or was it a combination of both of those?
Yeah, it's always a combination. I mean, these games and these series, they take on a life of their own. They go game to game. They go quarter to quarter, half to half. I mean, when you have two good teams. But, yeah, the first half, San Antonio could do no wrong and New York could do no right. And they shot, I think, 11 out of 16 from the three-point line, which is unheard of in the first half. And, they got comfortable. They got very comfortable. And then they ended up, New York stepped up their D a little bit. I thought the coach did a great job of putting the other little guard in there, Alvarado, which helped alleviate some pressure off of Brunson, was able to get him off the ball a little bit, gave him another playmaker. And they got the tempo going a little bit better. And didn't have to play against a set defense quite as much in the second half with Wimby sitting in there. And then they started making some shots. And then as the lead starts shrinking, you have a young team over there that has, and a young coach who's never experienced this. And, you know, Charles at the end of the game made a great comment. You know, one point in the third quarter, you know, they shot eight straight threes.
And then,
you know, you have the play with 14 seconds left. Fox steals the ball. And if he dribbles it out, you know, they're going to have to foul him. He's going to at least make one to put him up two, maybe make three. But instead, he tries to score when he's up one. They block the shot. They come down. And now you got a ball game, you know, a last-second shot opportunity for the Knicks instead of really having a chance to – you wouldn't necessarily steal it, but it would have really made your advantage much better. And for a veteran to not dribble that ball out, you know, that was not a very smart play. But, you know, those culmination of those things and missed shots and the youth and inexperience – and then playing in that crazy atmosphere, the Knicks got some juice going, and it just steamrolled, and they were able to catch them at the end with an incredible tip-in by OG.
Yeah, that it's like that we were talking about, like the hand of God coming out of the sky for that tip-in. You saw about, you saw three or four, I guess it was three other Spurs with six hands up there. And, I thought the game was over with, and then the crowd goes crazy. I know you saw Coach Cal. Coach Cal was sitting next to Adam Sandler. That just shows you the star power that Coach Cal has. And then he was saw Kat's dad and saw Kat afterwards and was giving him a hug. And just shows you the star power of Coach Cal sitting with all the movie stars and musicians at the courtside.
No, he's a man. I mean, you know, let's make no mistake about it. I mean, you'll see him probably in San Antonio on Saturday. Yeah, you'll probably see him down there because, you know, he's got so many guys to play. But, you know, he's smart like a fox, man. You don't think every kid in America that is in high school that is a top 50 player in the country and top 50 player in the world, they didn't sit there and go, hey, this coach Cal Perry, the Arkansas Razorback, sitting courtside. Wow. You know, I mean,
that's exactly right.
My man knows what he's doing.
He does. He does.
How about that? That's outstanding.
The other thing that Roger wouldn't know, and I'm depending on you, Joe, that they said one of the keys to the comeback for the Knicks was at halftime, they're down 27. Wu-Tang Clan sang at halftime. Yeah. I don't know what their big hit is or what they sing, but I've heard of the Wu-Tang Clan. Roger, do you know what their big hit is?
I don't.
Joe, do you know what their big hit is? I saw Shaq and Barkley sing along to it.
I don't want to try.
I'm oblivious.
I don't know. Yeah. I tell you this. I don't know what they say, but they got a great buffet. Joe, you've been on both sides of a comeback like that. Uh-huh. The energy coming on on that. Huh? What do you say? Big guy. Big guy. Hey, listen, you've been on both sides. Can you feel it on both sides? Not necessarily in that big of a game. I mean, a game's a game. I mean, you never want to lose one or whatever. Can you feel it slipping away on one side? And can you feel it? Can you grab the guy when you're getting a break? Can you grab your buddy's leg and go, dude, Gummit Moon, it's about to happen. Calm down. Can you feel it?
Oh, yeah, no, it's real. It's real. I mean, I remember my last season, I was sitting on the bench with Portland, when we blew the lead to the Lakers. We were up double digits in the third quarter, and Brian Straw hit a long shot at the end of the third quarter, and he's not a three-point player. Three-point shooter, he hit like a turnaround three as the shot clock was going down. And, you know, to cut it to 11 or 10. And I remember just sitting there and looking over at a strength guy, and I go, I don't, you know, everybody was going nuts. And I was just like, man, this has got a bad feel to it. We got to get some points in a hurry. And then it just, you know, we had the game in control all the way to right at the end of the third quarter. I think we were up 15 or 17 points. And then, you know, Kobe and Shaq had a little something, got something going, and crowd got into it, and you know, we started missing some shots, and it was, you know, here we go. And I mean, you can definitely feel it both ways. I mean, it's real.
Right on.
Well, the other thing I'm so tired of hearing you're in the moment, so everybody's saying this is the greatest moment in Knicks history. Hello, Clyde Frazier and Willis Reed, I think won two world championships. I know it was back in the 70s, and then you had the Willis Reed coming out of the locker room, I think limping.
The only people that remember that were the celebrities on the thing, because they were all old dudes as well. So.
This is a great story, but wait a minute before we start saying the greatest Knicks team of all time. I'm really happy.
Well, what? We got to see what happens in the next year or two.
So we just
don't think this thing is over.
Right. Okay. All right, there it is from Joe.
Don't think it's over. I mean, I'm just telling you, these series are wacko, man. They are, San Antonio wins at home, which they're very capable of doing, and now all of a sudden all the heat is back on the Knicks. You got to close it out at home. If you don't close it out at home, you got to go back to San Antonio. These series, are just, they're crazy. I mean, the ebb and flow, as we saw in the game last night, the ebb and flow of the game last night, how it changed, that goes along with the series. And, San Antonio comes out and has a good first half and gets jacked up at home and ends up, handing it to the Knicks. Now all of a sudden the Knicks are sitting there going, man, well, if we don't, if we don't close this thing out at home, we got to go back down there. And the San Antonio's sitting there going, man, we should have already been – this thing should already been done. We threw the ball away in game three when we had the ball, and then we blew a 29-point lead in game four. In game two, they threw the ball away. In game four, they, had a 29-point lead. So they're sitting there going, hell, we can win up in New York. I mean, we're not intimidated. So, I mean, these things take on a mind of their own. So, I mean, the Knicks better bring it and try to close them out, because these things, again, momentum is real.
Yeah, right on. Joe, before we let you go, make sure and tell us what's happening at Corky's. And a lot of people wanted to have a Corky's in Houston, Arkansas, or maybe in Conway, but no, they're in North Little Rock and Little Rock. What do we need to know, Joe?
Well, apparently we're giving out $100 gift cards, so just come by there and tell them David and Roger sent you and get your gift card. But anyway, no, again, I'm glad we're doing that. I'm very happy we're doing that. But, yeah, we got great lunch specials for $10 every day, 3 to 4 different specials every day for $10. I think today is a Big Joe Burger for $10 with a drink and some chips. And then we have, 4 to 7, we have $11 specials, chicken fried chicken, grilled pork chops, pig skins. That also goes along with $2 draft beers and $4 margaritas. And then, we're catering and our bulk orders, and they're out of this world with pricing as well. And it's not just barbecue. We do all kinds of stuff. Today we're doing a big catfish fry for Arkansas Department of Transportation. We got a delivery going down to Pine Bluff. And so, We'll get it to you however you want it and wherever you want it. But, again, our prices are just the value you get can't be beat. And since it's our 30th year in business, we're doing 2 racks of ribs all month of June for $30. And there ain't no way, you might get 1 rack of rib at a couple places for $30. You can get 2 at ours because we're celebrating our 30th anniversary. So come by and see us, and we appreciate everybody.
And Joe, if I'm not mistaken, today is National Corn on the Cob Day. Don't y'all have corn on the cob at Corky's, or is that, am I mistaken there?
Absolutely.
How about that?
We have corn on the cob.
Of course he does. Yep. Of course he is. Cob, baby.
Yep. Listen,
corn on the cob grill.
It
is. Mention corn on the cob when you go in there and get free ice with your drink.
All right, Joe, I wish you could be here. Guys, I know that we had Sandy, we'd hoped that Joe would get here, but let me tell you, Joe's appearance fee is so high. We just can't afford him sometimes.
Well, I told him he said
in lieu of that, he'd give the $100 gift certificate for you guys.
I stopped by there yesterday and saw him at the station when I dropped off the equipment on it. I told him to come out, and Chuck is there. Thank you, Chuck, for setting up and coming up and doing that.
Yes.
And Chuck goes, I told Arkansas, this and that and this and that. He goes, well, where is that? And then Chuck said, it's about an hour from here. I said, no. At that time of day, Joe, coming up here, it's like 20 minutes. Yeah. It's like 20 minutes.
Everything's 20 minutes.
It worked.
Yeah, everything's 20 minutes.
He Googled, so.
That's right.
All right, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. You're the best.
All right, guys. Have a good time. Thank you all.